Unit 3. Listening. Exercise 2.
And continuing our series about the origin of different popular sports, today we have with us Anna Phillips, who's going to tell us a bit about the origin of tennis. Anna, the origin of tennis isn't totally clear, is it? Why is that?
Well, I think it's because it's such an old game. It began in at least the 11th century. And in fact, one theory says it started much, much earlier than the 11th century.
Really? And where did it begin?
Again, there are different theories. One theory is that it started in Egypt, where there is a town called Tinis. T-I-N-N-I-S. And some people think this is where the name of the sport came from. But the game that was played in Egypt was probably just a sport that was more similar to handball than to tennis. The first game that was clearly similar to modern tennis came from France.
So, in that case, where did the name tennis come from?
One idea is that it came from the French word tenne. T-E-N-E-Z, which means take it or have it.
And who first played this game?
Well, it was played in monasteries or castles, and it was played by royal families or aristocrats. They put up a net and knocked a ball over the net, first with their hands, then with gloves, then with bats, and finally with rackets like today.
And when did they start playing tennis in England?
In the 13th or 14th century. We know that King Henry VIII, who was very fat, loved playing tennis. In fact, they say that it's because of Henry VIII that we use the expression to serve the ball. You know, like in first service, second service.
Why?
Well, Henry VIII was a big man, as I said. He was too fat to throw the ball up and hit it. So he had a servant who had to throw the ball up for him or serve him.
That's interesting. By the way, something I've always wanted to know. Why do we say love to mean zero?
Well, as always, there are lots of different ideas, but I think the best explanation is this. We've already seen that tennis had French origins. In French, l'œuf means the egg, and of course, an egg has a similar shape to a zero. So they weren't really saying love as in romance. They were saying the French word for egg, because it was maybe nicer than saying zero.
I see. Fascinating. Now, going back to the story of tennis, in the beginning, it was only an indoor sport, wasn't it?
That's right. It wasn't until 1858 that an outdoor version of tennis was invented by an Englishman and a Spanish man. They wrote a list of rules for the game. And when a club at Wimbledon, where they still play today, decided to have the first ever tennis championship, they made a new version of the rules. And really, the rules haven't changed much since then, since that first championship at Wimbledon.
When was the first tennis championship?
That was in 1877. And as we all know, both Wimbledon and tennis are still going strong.